After Price left his home state of Texas and had spent some time touring on the Southwestern circuit, he landed in Kansas City in the late 20s, early 30s. There, Sammy absorbed key elements of Kansas City's vibrant music scene, the blues and boogie of Pete Johnson, the riff-based head arrangements of bands playing the Midwestern so-called territory circuit, and he learned the flexibility needed to play in any setting skillfully accompanying singers, soloists, or band sections. In one of Sammy Price's Texas Bluesician sessions for Decca, we can hear this integration of Kansas City elements and the best-known saxophonist of Kansas City style, Lester Young, on his Just Jivin' Around. Sammy Price with Lester Young. Thank you. Lester Young on saxophone, among the many fine performers who worked and recorded with pianist and bandleader Sammy Price. Just Jivin' Around in the oddly titled The Goon Drag, subtitled Gone with the Goon, were Price originals from the time when he was a key player and house pianist at Decca Records. He was there for 15 years, where he served not just as a piano accompanist, but as an arranger, musical director, and overall organizer of a huge number of sessions for a wide range of talent. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, a focus on Sammy Price. Pleasant Joe was a blues singer and entertainer who's now completely forgotten. Joe was raised in New Orleans, where he picked up many musical styles and spent most of his life. Also known as Cousin Joe, Smilin' Joe, and Brother Joshua, he recorded and wrote with Sammy Price a now much-forgotten song that became a minor hit, enough so that both Sammy and Pleasant Joe kept it in their repertories for decades, and Sam even wrote a sequel. Boxcar Shorty and Peter Blue is a tale of two hobos and their tragic falling out. Boxcar Shorty's return was Sammy's follow-up, recorded some 35 years later. And finally in the set, yet another entertaining vocal novelty from Pleasant Joe, accompanied by Sammy Price.
Here's what Boxcar Shorty said to Peter Blue. Here's what Boxcar Shorty said to Peter Blue. Since you took my money, I've got it in for you. I gamble from the Pacific to the Mediterranean Sea. I gamble from the Pacific to the Mediterranean Sea. Still you tried to put down those 6/8 flats on me. You used your crooked dice, and I don't go for that. You used your crooked dice, and I don't go for that. If you want to go on living, don't be here when I come back. When Shorty came back, these are the words he said. When Shorty came back, these are the words he said. Fix your business with the good Lord, for in a few minutes you'll be dead. Peter Blue said, Shorty, how can you take my life? Peter Blue said, Shorty, how can you take my life? I've got three little children and a poor little helpless wife. Shorty said to Peter Blue, I know you've got a cute little girl. Shorty said to Peter Blue, I know you've got a cute little girl. If you want to meet your family, you'll have to meet them in the other world. He shot poor Peter Blue just like he would a dog. He fell down on the ground and ate grass like a hog. He shot him once in the head and twice in his side. Then Boxcar Shorty stood there till he died. So Boxcar Shorty said to Peter Blue, you took my money, now I'm square with you. Then the law fell in and took Boxcar Shorty away. Then the law fell in and took Boxcar Shorty away. That just goes to show you, if you gamble, you got to pay.
I saw Boxcar Shorty after he got out of jail. Saw Boxcar Shorty after he got out of jail. The judge turned him loose, 'cause he was too old and frail. You remember Boxcar Shorty when he murdered Peter Blue? Man, a boxcar shorty when he murdered Peter Blue. Now he's out and he don't know what to do. Time. 30 years in jail, that's a long time. Shorty woman, she left him broke and blind. Oh yeah. People, I'll tell you the story, 'cause Shorty Blue and me were friends. I'll tell you the story. Shorty and me were friends. Life in jail ain't funny. Poor Shorty has reached the end. Reached the end. People, I'll tell you the story, 'cause Shorty and me were friends. People, I'll tell you the story, 'cause me and Shorty were friends. Life in jail ain't funny. Poor Shorty has reached his end. Oh, yeah.
Oh, city, what you gonna say? Oh, Sadie, what you gonna say? Now, Sadie Brown, the smartest gal in town, finished with a college degree. This gal's supposed to be so smart, I said, well, I'm gonna see. So I went to a couple of bar rooms looking for this high-powered gal. I ran into a hip chick that's supposed to be her pal. She said that I'd find Sadie down at the Dewdrop Inn. So I went down there to meet Sadie, and that's when the quiz began. Oh, Sadie, what you gonna do? Oh, Sadie, what you gonna do? Sadie, it may be so, I don't know, but it seemed to me very queer. I will not dispute your integrity, but that stuff you shooting don't go here. 'Cause I'm a little caboose behind a big train. The way you shooting that stuff is a crying shame. I'm so thank God I'm about to shout. That stuff you shooting has been cut out. Oh, Sadie, what you gonna say? Oh, Sadie, what you gonna say? Now, Miss Brown, you say that I'm a square. So tell me how far is over there. Now take your time and then tell me, who had the nerve to kill the Dead Sea? I want to know how many barks in a dog, then tell me how many grunts in a hog. I'd like to know what it's all about, so tell me where the light goes when it goes out. Please answer me for your sake, why the night falls and it don't break. Now if you so smart and you know it all, why the day breaks and it don't fall? Now, baby, I'd really be sent if you knew when I wake up where my lap went. Now, you can tell me if you use your head just how many crumbs in a loaf of bread. Oh, Sadie, what you gonna do? Oh, Sadie, what you gonna do? Now, you the most hip chick on the scene, then tell me why a blackberry's red when it's green.
This is the last question since you're starting to stutter. Why does white milk make yellow butter? Now you better enroll in my school. You ain't nothing but an educated fool. So with all you've been taught, don't think you're smart. You can't match wits with me.
Sadie Brown, sung by the little-known blues singer Pleasant Joe with Sammy Price. Before that, their hit song and its sequel, Boxcar Shorty and Peter Blue. A very talented guy, this Sammy Price. Obviously an excellent piano player, certainly not limited to blues or boogie, and yet he's been mostly forgotten today. So I hope this program brings some small measure of recognition to the prolific Mr. Price, who left us in 1992. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm. During the 1950s, Price worked for many labels and surprisingly performed with Dizzy Gillespie under the pseudonym John Kildare. During the 60s, he was active in the law, politics, and civil rights, advocating for the homeless. In Harlem, he was organizing street-level campaigns for Congressman Adam Clayton Powell, President Lyndon Johnson, and Senator Bobby Kennedy. So Sammy Price must have been a very bright, very capable and personable man. And besides being one of the top blues pianists of his generation and a social activist, he was also a successful entrepreneur. For a while in the early 50s, when he returned to Texas, he opened two nightclubs, started an undertaking business, and launched a thriving meat products company. I'm guessing stuff like Lynx, barbecue sauce, that sort of thing.
shimmy like I'm shaking mine. You can't shake your shimmy and shake it fast. You can't shake your shimmy, it's a yes, yes, yes. A dirty mistreater, a robber and a cheater. I put you in a dozen, your sister is your cousin. Yes, I mean a dozen, your mama do the Lordy law. Yonder go your mama, a running across the field, slipping and sliding like an automobile. I hollered at your mama, I told her to wait. She slipped off from me like a Cadillac 8. A dirty mistreater, a robber and a cheater. I put her in a dozen, a sister is a cousin. Yes, I mean a dozen, your mama do the Lordy law. I like your mama, your papa too, but I found out your papa wouldn't do. I saw your papa on the streets the other day. I soon found out he was funny that way. He's a dirty mistreater, a robber and a cheater. I put him in the dozen, his sister is his cousin. Yes, I mean a dozen, his mama do the Lordy law. They made him stout. They wasn't satisfied, so they made him a snout. They made him a snout as long as a rail. He wasn't satisfied, so they made him a tail. They made him a tail to fend off flies. He wasn't satisfied, so they made him some eyes. They made him some eyes just to look at the grass. He wasn't satisfied, they made his yes, yes, yes. They made his yes, yes, yes. They couldn't get it fixed. He wasn't satisfied, so it made him sick. It made him sick. It made him well, and ever since then he's been catching hell. He's a dirty mistreater. Put him in the dozen. His sister is his cousin. His mama do the Lordy law.
Sammy Price singing his comic renditions of The Dirty Dozens, and O-Red, leading one of the very best versions of his Texas bluesicians in 1940. A fun guy, and yet a skilled and highly professional musician, bandleader, arranger, and one of the finest jazz, blues, and boogie pianists of his generation. Sammy Price.